Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. Six. 3-283-6160 are the magic digits that you will need to call in and join us live tonight on Free Talk Live. It's the Friday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight, it's
Ian.
And Chris.
Ian, good to have you here, man.
Hey, good to be here.
I feel like it's... You know, it's not usual I get you on the weekdays these days. My schedule has changed, and, you know, I'm no longer doing, you know, the marathon sessions of Free Talk Live, so.
Things can happen like that in the future, so you never know when the next raid's going
to
be.
I have to say, but it's also a nice change, I was going to say. Having you on, it's been a while. I think we haven't co-hosted together in 6 months.
It's been a little while, yeah.
It's been a minute, huh?
Well, Bonnie is at the nurses' protest that's happening. We had a call about it last night. It's happening in Concord, New Hampshire, out in front of a hospital right now. She's not a nurse, but she brought her video camera and she wanted to check it out.
To clarify, nobody's protesting nurses.
Nobody is not attending because nobody is in a jail cell right now.
No, but I mean, this protest is not about... people being against nurses.
It is a protest, I believe, made up of nurses who
are in support of nurses.
I'm going to say it's for nurses, right? It's to support the nurses.
Well, I believe it's intended that nurses show up to this. Our very own Nikki, who is a nurse, Wednesday night co-host on the show, is there. She went up with Bonnie. Actually, Bonnie went with Nikki. And the idea, from what I understand, is there's a lot of healthcare providers that are telling their employees, you have to get a vaccine or you're fired.
Right.
And so I believe that is the impetus behind this particular protest.
And they're not, I mean, it's not just here in New Hampshire. There's...
This is a nationwide thing?
Well, I don't know about the protest, but there are many healthcare companies that have decided to require... you know, their employees to be vaccinated or lose their job. So much so, in fact, I think Texas, I believe, is where it's at, where they've decided to fire a bunch of people because they didn't get the vax, and of course now they're short-staffed.
Mm-hmm.
So they've sort of created their own problem.
I've noticed the last week, there's been massive protests all over the world in relation to, you know, what governments are doing, and I don't even know actually what they're protesting.
Yeah, except here.
What do you mean?
I mean, not the United States is far behind on the protest wagon.
Yeah, there's definitely
I follow you. Yep.
There is no waves of people of tens of thousands happening in the United States. Not that I've seen.
No, me neither. And in fact,
well, certainly in Europe, I've seen this.
Yeah, in Europe.
Now, Europe has a large population though too, so it's larger than the United States, if I'm not mistaken. So that's also going to be partially why. And the cities are more concentrated as well, so there's smaller densities.
Still, though, there's nothing coming close to anything like that.
I'm not saying it. There is, but, like, you know, the United States is, like, 300 million people, and the UK alone is, like, 80 million. So if you start taking all of, you know, continental Europe, it's a way larger population than the United States.
Yeah, and of course, the United States mainstream media has done zero reporting on any of these other protests.
Yeah.
You know, you're lucky if you get a mention of it in the regular media. You've got to be on, you know, some of these more, you know, less popular social medias to actually see video from these crowds and that type of thing, that, like, first-person stuff that, you know, you used to be able to see on YouTube all the time. But now with all of the cooperation with all these large social media giants, cooperation of these social media giants with government.
Yeah, big tech is censoring everybody.
It really burns my muffins, if you know what I'm saying, you know, for lack of a better expression.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't get the word out about protests, you know, how do you organize? How do you make that happen? You know, everybody's using these platforms. Nobody's, I mean, do we go back to emails? Do people even check their emails anymore? Am I the last person to use email? No. Yeah, and okay.
I imagine that most of us sitting here are ahead of the curve. Most of our hosts are ahead of the curve when it comes to what platforms are you currently on, that kind of thing.
Do younger people use emails, though, as often as we might?
They do in the corporate sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then also for, I'm going to call it, personal business administration, right? So if you sign a lease or you want to get utilities or something along those lines, generally they ask you for an email address so that they can communicate with you, verify your identity. If you ever lose your password, it uses email.
I get the feeling, though, I mean, Bonnie, she's fairly young. She's in her mid-20s, and email seems to be sort of an afterthought to her. It's like, oh, I haven't checked that in a while.
That's the right. Same thing I feel like. That's what I'm, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, it's like, I check my email every day, like, every couple, like, probably multiple times an hour, but yeah. I don't
Well, you're a businessman as
I am, but that's the thing. Like, my perspective is not necessarily that, especially of a young person, and I kind of have to wonder, especially when I interact with some people and it takes them, like, a while to respond,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the back of my mind, am I thinking, is...
Have they gotten this message at all?
Yeah, right. It's because I don't think... I think a lot of people, probably young people especially, they only check it when they have some reason to check it, as opposed yeah. to, you and I are constantly checking it all day long because, we for business and other purposes, yeah. right?
Well, even in the corporate environment, when it's day-to-day communication, interaction with whatever team you're a part of or whatever employees of the business that's employing you, email is sort of like the official channel, but mm-hmm. all of the real work gets done over chat apps, right?
Well, and she's somewhat fractured in that way, in that she has had and continues to sort of reinstall Snapchat and Instagram and, yep. Two or three other different things. And she'll get into a mode where she wants to get rid of all that social media, like she wants to cleanse herself of being on those platforms. Yep. But then, and she'll do it. She'll uninstall them and she'll feel great about it. And then within a week, she's like, oh, I've got to go check to see if so-and-so has sent me a message because so-and-so won't send me a message on any other platform except for
yeah.
fill in the blank, Snapchat or Instagram yeah. or whatever. And then she reinstalls it and she's right back in her old habits.
I have to say, I mean, thinking back, like, just to employees and things, I've had employees over the years that have like, you have to almost remind them. I mean, maybe not quite to that degree, but you have to almost remind them to check their email. It's
wow.
like, it's like.
And they're younger?
All ages, actually.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think it's necessarily younger people.
I'm definitely sort of in that space where I refuse to install the messaging app for the MFerberg.
Oh, yeah, it's a bad idea.
Social media.
I won't install any of those apps.
So I only use the browser version when I'm going to that particular platform. And so whenever I do, I can see that people have messaged me. They will give me a little symbol that says, you have, X amount of messages. Or if something comes in while I'm on the browser, it'll say, hey, you have a new message from so-and-so. And then when you go to click on it, it goes, hey, install our super crappy app that's all spyware and blah. CIA and blah, blah, blah. So I have to continuously remind people, if you're going to message me on MFerberg's platform, don't. Because I will never see your message.
Is that Facebook?
I was trying not to say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, now they're rolling out a new thing. I don't know if you heard about it. They're getting into the metaverse.
Yeah, we did a little bit about that, I think, a week or two ago, where they're trying to become some, like, new virtual reality / social media.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's something that hasn't been done before, but now it's coming from Facebook. So they have like a Facebook online meeting thing where you have a little avatar
yep.
and you sit around a desk, basically.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really particularly noteworthy, but it's getting a lot of press right now.
Yeah,
they just released it.
I think I read the headline, but I didn't actually read the story, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Just imagine your typical VR chat thing with a little avatar and then sitting around a table in a room. I mean, that's basically it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Okay.
There's a little chalkboard you can write on or something like that, Like,
it seems to be like...
It's not very 2021.
Yeah, what does that remind
me of?
It's
like The Sims.
Yeah. It looks like it,
but
yeah.
it's in VR, so like the graphics
yeah,
are,
there's,
you know,
there was some other like virtual thing on the computer, but it wasn't VR. But that's kind of what it reminds me of. It's like, it's just another, like, I don't know, 2.0 version for VR.
if that.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it would be very successful to me, but again, I don't know. I mean,
well, Facebook is pushing it, so it will have some level of adoption.
Yeah.
It just isn't efficient and fast, I would think so.
Coming up, there's a couple of places in the world that have abolished all COVID-19 measures. We'll talk about that along with a bunch of other stuff. I also want to just touch on your nurses' protest a little bit more. 603-283-6160, more Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah!
Yes, come on and join us. It is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number you need is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And Chris.
We were talking about, and Ian, I don't think we actually described what this protest was about, this, you know, nurses protest. So can you give the audience a sample? We talk around kind of who's there and what's going on, but I don't think we gave a succinct, like, this is what they're protesting.
I presume that what they were protesting, again, I don't know exactly. I'm not the organizer. I only saw one promotional graphic for it that we posted on the show last night, or Wednesday night, I think it was, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, the overall gist is that healthcare corporations are mandating that their employees get a vaccination or they will be fired come some arbitrary date. I believe in Maine there's an edict from the governor on this, so it's a statewide mandate. In other places, like here in New Hampshire, there's no statewide mandate from the government, but there are still companies like Dartmouth Hitchcock, which is a major healthcare chain.
Mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken, there is something from like the federal government that will withhold funds. And thus, that's somehow why all these hospitals are basically implementing this policy, and that's why there's not any exceptions.
Mm. Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't be surprised. I have not heard that, but
yeah,
I know
that something like 80% of the funds or something are like going to be would be lost if they were to go. But I don't know if that's an actual statistic or if it was just something somebody was saying that was.
Well, I know protests generally are either for something or against something. So this would be against mandated vaccinations for these healthcare people, or for the freedom to choose your own, you know, bodily autonomy and what goes into your body. So depending on your perspective, it's both of those things.
You know what's kind of disturbing about this is that they're mandating something that's new and not fully tested. It's not gone through all
the
processes.
Don't worry. The FDA is about to approve, finally. They're going to give full approval, apparently, within the next week, apparently, or expected.
I read Monday they're going to approve Pfizer.
Yeah. Okay. So that's going to mean that all of a sudden now the FDA says it's okay. So anybody that was holding back, vaccination mandates will be on the table. That's what the New York Times was suggesting.
What I think is disturbing is that these mandates were announced prior to the approval, right? I could kind of begin to understand if it was after, but for them to mandate something that has not been approved yet, even like it has not gone through all the trials and testing, it's like that's really disturbing.
Well, and for them to approve it without having gone through all of that as well. So generally speaking, you know, the FDA would require, you know, a long-term study for something like this, a two-year study to see what the long-term effects may be. And so it sounds like...
It's not even long-term. Really,
but that presumes the FDA is somehow not subject to political manipulation and regulatory capture.
What, you mean the FDA would approve something that's not healthy for you?
Mm-hmm.
What? Like nicotine, for example?
Ultimately, I don't think it's the FDA that I'm concerned about. It's that they haven't done the appropriate testing, right? You should be allowed to take this.
They're doing it right now. They have a huge sample size for the test.
The testing. Yes. Right. But it should have been voluntary, right? Like if it's your body, your risk. But if you don't want to take it,
well, you can choose not to go and do anything. If you live in New York City, you can choose not to go to every restaurant in town or any gym. You can choose not to go to a theater ever again. You can choose not to get the vaccine at this point. They're not mandating it at this point.
I can choose not to be employed. I can choose not to run my business.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
You can have those choices.
At most, you know, put up a warning sign. You know, it's like this place is unvaccinated, has unvaccinated people, and let the market decide.
Yeah, that would be what a free place would do. But unfortunately, we're not seeing many of those choices.
Yeah, we live in the United States of America, which is not a free place.
Yeah, it's
unlike Denmark, apparently, that is going to do something different.
Denmark is one of two places, actually, when it comes to the COVID stuff.
Sweden doesn't have any mask regulations, as far as what I understand.
Right, but we're talking about, like, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
The masks, the vaccines, all that kind of stuff. Denmark, abolishes all corona measures, is what this headline reads from freewestmedia.com.
Well, if Sweden's not mandating masks, I suspect they're not mandating vaccines either.
I suspect you are correct. Mm-hmm. Danish Parliament recently decided in Copenhagen that all corona measures should be ended from October 1st. There will therefore no longer be a mask requirement, and the test regime will be abolished. The Danes will then no longer have to provide evidence of whether they are vaccinated or unvaccinated, or whether they have tested positive or negative. You know, like free people are supposed to... Right?
Yeah, how sad that some European countries are in this way more free than the United States.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have a problem with it if it was being done in a voluntary manner. It's just that the government is coming down and forcing businesses to do these sorts of things. And that's the thing that really I object to. It's, I suspect that in a free market, you would see some businesses doing it, but I think you would also see some businesses not doing it. I mean, look at, we have in Keene even, we have businesses that have stood up and violated or refused to cooperate, for example. So I think in free market, we would see more businesses doing it.
Worth pointing out, Denmark is right next to Sweden.
It is.
Yeah.
Denmark's SSI Infectious Disease Agency said it no longer relied on vaccinations to achieve herd immunity in the country. Tyra Grove Kraus, the SSI's acting academic director, said a new wave of infections were expected after people returned to work and school at the end of summer, but it should not be cause for alarm. It will be more reminiscent of the flu, Kraus said.
Wow.
Overall, the current vaccination rate is just under 58.4% of fully vaccinated people in Denmark. In Germany, this value is only slightly lower.
Well, given that the CDC and such have admitted at this point that the vaccine wears off,
yeah,
and that the vaccine is basically not creating any sort of immunity, obviously it can't be used for herd immunity. The only way you can get to that is by having people actually catch it and beat it and have a natural immunity to it.
We talked about this a long time ago when the COVID first showed up and they started doing all this government-y crap that they're doing, that they like to do to control people and that kind of a thing. We talked about it a long time ago that really the only way we're going to get out of this thing is, well, you're going to need to get it and get over it, right? And it's going to turn out, you know, we said a long time, or I said anyway, I don't know about you, I said a long time ago that it's going to turn out that getting it and getting over it is going to be the best way.
Yeah, it is.
Is that even going to work, though? I mean, isn't this more like the flu and... It will change over time, so you'll just keep coming back anyway?
I've been watching, and I'm not the best at regurgitating some of this stuff because I'm not a doctor, but I've been watching and paying attention to some stuff that I've learned from other folks who are way more into following all this COVID stuff than I am. But the COVID vaccine produces one protein, right? If in your natural immunity, you actually produce proteins that protect you from, I think it's 28 proteins that the virus could emit. So
it's a wider protection.
It's a wider protection, and it'll protect you from mutations as well, at least according to most research on the coronavirus. So 603-283-6160. Where else have the COVID measures been abolished?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Feeling the heat after underestimating the Taliban in Afghanistan, President Biden is again addressing the nation.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history. And the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
The president also pushing back on assertions that world leaders are criticizing the chaotic U.S. exit from Afghanistan. The president claiming he hasn't seen or heard any of it from world leaders. Restrictions on non-essential travel between the United States, Mexico, and Canada are being extended amid a surge in coronavirus cases. The Department of Homeland Security saying they'll remain in place through September 21st. This is USA Radio News. A late senator's remarks regarding Anthony Blinken have resurfaced.
In December of 2014, the late senator of Arizona, Republican John McCain, went down to the Senate floor to warn his colleagues about Anthony Blinken, our current Secretary of State.
Concerning Mr. Anthony Tony Blinken, who is not only unqualified, but in fact, in my view, one of the worst selections that of a very bad lot that this president has chosen. I hope that many of my colleagues will understand this individual has actually been dangerous to America and to the young men and women who are fighting and serving it.
The late Republican Senator McCain's speech was against the nomination of Anthony Blinken to serve as Deputy Secretary of State for President Obama. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A White House official says 200 million Americans have gotten at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. The telephone number, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Chris.
We've been talking about, well, Denmark, apparently, has abolished all anything related to COVID as far as, like, mandates, masks, lockdowns, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I hope this is the beginning of a trend, but I can't say I'm not really that hopeful about it.
One of the reasons I brought it in was because I hope the same thing, but I also, I have high hopes but low expectations. And yeah. So, but there are a couple of things here that I just want to get from the article that are pretty powerful. The fact that the so-called COVID-19 vaccines, according to the official approval documents, were not developed and approved for the prevention of infection, right, but solely to prevent a more severe course of the disease.
Right, which, of course, is impossible because you can't compare. You don't know whether that's true.
Right.
Because if you come down with it after getting the vaccination, they want you to believe, oh, it would have been so much worse if you didn't get the vaccine.
Right.
But, of course, you can't compare apples to oranges. You don't know how bad it would have been if you'd just gotten it without the vaccine because plenty of people just get it and they don't even know it.
I want to know how those trials are going, like when they do the testing. Like, how do you take a group of people and it's one group is less, you know, has less. I guess they rate themselves then.
Yeah.
And that's how it ends up determining whether or not it's good to prevent
Yeah, so
the severity, severity.
I think there's a lot of, you know, people talk about misinformation. I think miscommunication or misunderstanding amongst the general populace about this. It's called a vaccine, experimental gene therapy. But folks, I believe, are getting it because they think it will prevent COVID when it's not even designed to do that. It's designed to limit your symptoms, to make it a more bearable illness. Is what it's designed to, according to the documents for the EMA and the European Commission.
I thought the whole point was to stop the spread, though.
Well, so according to the EMA, it says that solely to prevent a more severe course of the disease, and it was conditionally approved for this reason alone.
So it's not to stop the spread?
That's what this article is saying. Now, the next paragraph says, the official approval documents, therefore, show that these substances cannot interrupt the chain of infection because the people treated with them can become infected and thus be infectious. And we've seen multiple reports corroborating that.
If that's the case, wouldn't it actually increase the spread? Because people are, if it's not impacting you as badly, you're more likely to go out and infect other people.
Well, what's happening is the vaccinated people can now carry it and spread it.
That's what he's saying.
Right.
So more people will spread it.
More people. Because they're not, if I don't get as sick, I'm more likely to go out and do stuff, right?
Right.
If I'm just a little bit sick, I'm going to go and spread it to more people.
That's right. Right. So practice also proves that people who are completely vaccinated become infected with the virus and even have the same viral load as unvaccinated people, as the CDC, among others, has admitted. It is therefore clear that any COVID-19 compulsory vaccination actually lacks any justification.
Yeah, well, it's obviously not to save old people because, as you point out, Chris, if more people are carrying it, more people are going around, that means more elderly people are going to catch it.
Yeah.
And they're going to get infected and possibly die. So this isn't about saving old people. This is about putting money in the pharmaceutical company's pockets. That's what it's been about from day one. And that's why the U.S. government is now saying, okay, you got to get a booster shot. So everybody who's gotten the two shots, of course, there's the one, Johnson & Johnson, that's the one-timer.
Right.
So those people, they're fine, I guess. They're good to go. But the people who've been getting the mRNA ones, okay, booster shot time this fall. Go on out there, get it, which means it's time for round three. And then, of course, come springtime, it's going to be time for round four because they're saying it wears off. And then, you know, every year you're going to be getting two booster shots, you know, fall and springtime or whatever.
One of the really interesting things that
I
saw.
Dude, I don't even get my flu shot typically.
I've never gotten one.
Not on like any kind of regular basis.
Every time I've gotten a flu shot, I've gotten sick. Like the flu sick.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it could be that I got the flu, or it could be from getting the shot. But I just decided, I'm not going to get the flu shot anymore. And guess what? I haven't had
better.
Flu in a long
time.
Except for the corona.
I don't usually get, like, terribly sick or anything when I get the shots. But at the same time, you know, I end up being sick a couple weeks, usually, like, a year out of it because I don't get the flu shot. But it's, like, couple weeks, or do I go and get a flu shot and take time out of my day? And it's like, I'll just suffer the consequences later.
So the article continues, all pressure, including moral pressure, alleged acts of solidarity with one's neighbors, etc., is therefore illegal in terms of criminal liability law based on the official approval documents. So all the stuff that we just talked about, the official documents and why the vaccine was accepted by the government and all that kind of stuff, they're now saying, that's all, the point is moot. Since we've been talking about this here on Free Talk Live, it seems like forever, the masks don't work. They did not do anything to put any dent in the spread of the infection of COVID.
If anything, they make it worse.
If anything, they make
people
it
are touching them constantly.
Then we have the vaccines that were rushed into production, right, and given special approval to be able to, around the world, right? Those haven't stopped the rate of infection. The rate of infection is still going. Lockdowns, they did nothing to prevent the spread of infection.
Even the World Health Organization had to admit that.
Correct. So we know that all of these things did not work. You know what has worked, though? People getting it and getting over it, using their immune system.
It's been lies and manipulation since day one. It's hard to, you know, it's crazy. It's like, it's hard to believe anything that's coming out of their, you know, the government's mouth.
Why should you?
You know,
and their track record is terrible.
Yeah, their track record from day one was terrible. And
not just on this. Look at Afghanistan. Look at, fill in the blank.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, absolutely right.
They lie.
Folks have been pointing out on the social media that, with the withdrawal poorly done, I might say, of troops from Afghanistan, that we're seeing a replacement. It used to be everybody wanted you to, oh, it's the military-industrial complex. Well, welcome to Chapter 1 of the pharmaceutical-industrial complex.
Because it's not Chapter 1, but the latest chapter.
All right. It's sort of replacing the military-industrial complex as far as...
Oh, no, they'll find somewhere else to drop bombs as, soon. Don't worry.
Well, okay, but they're not dropping bombs on us yet.
No, thank goodness.
It's what I'm saying, right? But what they are doing, of course, is using this biological thing to manipulate and control everybody. And it's an historic occasion.
Well, and some people believe that this is a bit of a time bomb in a way, that the vaccines are causing people health maladies that they otherwise wouldn't have had.
Oh, they certainly are. There's documented proof of all of that.
Is there proof of it? Because it's hard to say that, you know, correlation is not causing...
Well, they're already looking at the blood clot thing.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a larger percentage of teens who have gotten the shot that are suffering from some sort of heart thing that I've read about. And hang on. The other thing that I wanted to mention before I forget is, you know, when they're doing... scientists and doctors and the folks who test vaccines and that kind of a thing, who make vaccines and then test them on, like, you know, rodents and stuff like that to see if they're going to be effective on that before they move it into humans. Well, the results that we're seeing right now are entirely predictable, because what we're seeing right now is what happens when you make and deploy a vaccine that does not work.
Yeah, you know, I think, Ian, you have a kind of a point. Like, I don't think we can really tell, because we don't know whether or not it's we were seeing, as I understand it, they were seeing blood clots as a result of the virus spreading prior to the shots coming out. So the question is,
I only started hearing about it after the vaccine came out.
It was definitely a result of COVID, you know, before the shots. So the question is it that people are now getting intentionally infecting themselves, right?
Yeah.
And getting clots, you know, as a result, or is it, or is it just the shot itself?
Again, I'm no doctor, I'm not a biologist, but it seems to me that the way to get over this is to just go ahead and get it. You know, and if that means resurrecting something like the chicken pox stuff, like families used to get together.
I'm not going to go out of my way to get it, but I do agree with you. It's like, just let it happen, because it's not gonna go away. You know, it's
603-283-6160. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can, with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. And of course, I've been saying for a long time the real disease is obedience to authority, to false authority, to the authority of violence, but that's just my opinion. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us in the studio. I am your host tonight, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
And I'm Ian Freeman.
Hey, Chris.
Did you forget who you were for a minute?
I don't know.
I don't know
where I am.
If you do, perchance, during the course of tonight's show, happen to forget who you are, just look at your shirt.
Okay, good.
For those of you who can't see our cameras, he's wearing a shirt that says Freeman.
Yeah, I like the irony of the shirt.
Or is it the ego?
No, it's irony, because I'm wearing a leg bracelet signed by the federal government.
That certainly makes it irony.
That let me leave the house.
That is really hilarious, actually. Mm.
Although, if your name is Freeman and you're wearing a shirt that says Freeman, don't those two Freeman cancel each other out?
Apparently so.
All right.
I'm the state's bitch. At least I hear a rumor that nobody, when he gets out, will not have similar chains upon him. So I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, like, I'm glad for that as well, but, I'm surprised.
Okay, so if the rumor is true, he's going to have the fewest restrictions of anybody who's been released.
With the exception that, at least off the bat, he can't do any podcasts or hosting.
I heard he can't do the show, with one exception. And I heard he can also not do drugs.
Yeah, which is actually interesting because that's a restriction. It's prior restraint on his speech, which is unconstitutional.
Right.
They can go after you effectively for something you have said after the fact, but not prior to it being said.
Well, I mean, right. I'm being restricted from freedom of association and freedom of movement. I mean, all sorts of things.
Yeah. Hey. I totally agree. Absolutely. Yeah. This is government here. Nobody said they actually follow their own rules.
No. Okay, so we've been talking about the fact that Denmark apparently has declared COVID over and has decided to just live with whatever the circumstances are and lifted all the restrictions of any kind, masks and lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. But there's another place. There are two places who have done this. I know. I was so excited when I for show prep today. Alberta. government declares COVID-19 pandemic is over.
Wow.
Now, this is written by a lefty publication, so you might get a chuckle out of the style of writing. But with its, oh, this is from WSWS.org, whatever that is. World Socialist Website.
Wait,
really? WSWS.org, yes. So, with its announcement last week of an end to all public health measures to combat COVID-19, Alberta's hard right United Conservative Party government has effectively declared the pandemic over. This criminal decision, which is now being implemented with only tepid token opposition from the rest of Canada's political establishment, threatens the lives of tens of thousands of people in Alberta and across the country as the spread of the more contagious and lethal Delta variant accelerates.
Interesting.
There's no evidence that I'm aware of that can even tell the difference between regular COVID and the Delta variant.
This is really interesting because Canada has had some of the most ridiculous crackdowns as far as COVID.
And early on, they were cracking down on the churches and stuff with lockdowns. And
not just early on. This summer, they arrested in, I forget which province, I think it was Ontario province.
Oh, yeah, it was
Ontario. Or Quebec. They arrested a preacher.
Yep.
For preaching outdoors.
A couple of times.
As I understand it, though, Canada has a... How do I say this? Their system of government operates more like the United States was supposed to.
And more rights or whatever to the states.
There's more. Each province has more independence, whereas the federal government in the United States was supposed to be that way,
right.
But it's not that way.
Right.
Well, if you go to the... we've talked about this before, the freedom... or Economic Freedom of North America study, which is done by the Fraser Institute. This is an interesting study because it takes not just the United States into account, but also looks at Canada and looks at Mexico and ranks them all. Yeah. So Alberta, it was interesting when you said it was Alberta because I remembered they were the number one most free Canadian province. In fact, when you rank them up against, when you throw them all together, Canada, U.S., and Mexican states all together, Alberta is actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, number 10.
In the top 10.
So New Hampshire's number one, followed by Florida, Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, Oklahoma, Indiana, South Carolina, Montana, Alberta, and then Texas. So Alberta's more free than the state of Texas.
You said Mexico's on there as well?
Mexico's on there. You got to go a little ways to get to the first Mexican state.
I'm just curious.
Jalisco is the freest of the Mexican states. However, it is still less free than New York.
Well, in Alberta,
Really? According to these numbers here.
Huh. Less free than New York?
Less free than New York.
Yeah. California, you have to be in Mexico, apparently.
Just go to the other coast.
New York is like living in your own little cage. I mean, it's your cell is, I think there's states that have bigger cells than, your typical apartment in New York City.
Interestingly, New York, even though it ranks, I think, number 50 in the Freedom in the 50 States study, which is a different study, there's actually a few two U.S. states that rank lower than New York. Rhode Island is ranked lower than New York, and Delaware is ranked lower than New York. So... they say those are the worst places to be in the U.S.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on what you could take into account, what laws you look at, how much you weigh each individual, subject area.
Either way, New York's bottom of the pack. Absolutely. I mean, you don't want to be there.
Yeah. And if you are there,
that's apparent.
If you are in New York and you love freedom, GTFO, man.
Yeah.
Time for
what
you
are you waiting for?
Yeah, come to the Shire if you love freedom, or at least not New York.
Are you waiting for them to actually close the border so you can't get out of New York? I mean, put up some barbed wire?
All right. The article here continues about Alberta. As of August 16th, all masking requirements and contact tracing will be abolished in what Alberta Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Dina Hinshaw has termed the next phase, where the public will have to live with COVID-19.
Wow.
Testing will be available only for severely ill, symptomatic people so as to help direct patient care decisions. Oh, geez, that sounds very reasonable.
Amazing. I can't believe this.
Most outrageously of all, according to this article, as of August 16th, the government will not require people who have contracted COVID-19 to self-isolate. This means that they will be free to transmit the virus to their family, friends, coworkers, and the public at large.
And what's the site that's reporting on this? World Socialist?
Socialist website.
Wow.
I have to say, I treat COVID like anything else. If you're sick, stay home. Do us a favor. But really, come on. you don't have to go to this insane extreme of, you know, locking down, you know, every time, you know.
Alberta, according to this article, Alberta is now being referred to as, quote, the Florida of the North, unquote.
Interesting.
A reference to Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' homicidal policy of letting the virus rip. But even though Florida has been one of the U.S. states on the forefront of the dismantling of public health measures, it still requires people infected by the virus to self-isolate.
Does New Hampshire have something like that?
I don't think so, because I remember at least for Forkfest, when I left, I have to leave New Hampshire and go into Vermont to get on the freeway to go. And so they still have the signs up about, like, hey, if you're coming into Vermont, you've got to self-isolate for 14 days or whatever. And, like, I'm just driving through, so of course I'm not going to waste 14 days.
You know? Yeah, right.
I'm just going to get in my car and drive on the interstate like a rational, normal person. But I did see those, but I didn't see any of those coming back into New Hampshire. As far as, you know, anything that mentions that. Normally the states who want you to isolate will put up some sort of, you know, signs or something like that.
New Hampshire can be kind of frugal in some ways. We don't even have stop signs in a lot of places in New Hampshire.
It's an interesting place. Folks will say that there is no seatbelt law here in New Hampshire, but there actually is. But
for children.
If you're under, like, 16 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do have to say we're sometimes not quite as the state anyway is not New Hampshire is not quite as optimal, you know, as I would like it to be.
No, it certainly is not particularly for me.
Yeah,
the fact that even medicinal isn't legal here yet as far as marijuana law.
Oh no, it's legal.
Oh, is it?
That was 2012. I was still thinking about the whole seatbelt law on children, but
yeah,
they recently they've actually been slowly whittling away at the restrictions of the medical law over the last decade. So, for instance, just this month or last month, the end of July. I guess they added in insomnia, I believe, to the list of things that qualify you for moderate to severe insomnia, and PTSD is on there now. So they've been adding things to that list. You still can't grow it as a medical patient, so it's still not the best, but it's there.
603-283-6160.
Oh, and they're also going to let out-of-state patients shop at the places in New Hampshire now, so you don't have to be an in-state patient, so that'll help get a little more business.
Coming up, we'll talk about big bags of cash or cryptocurrency, courtesy of the government.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.